We hit our man here, brought to you by Sportsbet, same race, multi, gamble responsibly. Sean the Trader, good afternoon.
How are we, boys? Now, we covered off hemorrhoids last week, and it's good now that we're touching on the anal glands of dogs this week. We're covering it all on this show. It's been a big problem for my household, not only the hemorrhoids, but the anal glands.
Is that right?
Dog, suffers badly from it.
Yeah.
When they start dragging it around, you know you've got to go down to the vet and get it sorted.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Do you DIY or you take it to the vet?
No, I leave the frozen spuds for self-medicating. I take the dog down to the vet to get it sorted. Okay. But they can find an invoice, can't they?
Mate, can I just quickly tell you this? My dog was sick for the girls' hair elastics. And they kept, we'd go shopping and Britta kept buying hair elastics. I said, what's the go with this? We're buying 4 or 5 packs a week. Anyway, the dog was eating them. And the dog had like 80 in its guts. Guess how much just to open up and get it out?
No.
7.5.
To get all the elastics out?
To get the elastics
out. Because
they wouldn't come out the anal glands. So that was 7.5 large.
Oh,
that was awful.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck. See, I'm off the bit at the moment about dogs. But anyway, hey, Shorty, how often, like, so what's the clue? They start dragging their backside around, do they?
Yeah, it's a bit of a giveaway. They'll start dragging around the chaminda. You've got to know you're in trouble. I think it might even, without going into too much detail, it might even give away a little odour as well.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been told. Spa man reckons it's the odour. Hey, how often do you need to do that? How often do you have to get the chaminda tended to?
Well, it's really on a case by case basis. Right. We haven't had to do it for a while now.
It's recommended once a month.
Is it?
Dr. Harry recommends once a month.
Wow.
Because then it doesn't build up the
gas. You or the dog.
That doesn't build up the gas, see? Because we're vertical.
Mm.
Sausage dogs, low to the ground.
Yeah.
It gets stuck in there.
That's
right.
You've got
to purge that bastard. Purge.
Yeah. Rightio. What's happened with the market, Shawnee? We've got our teams finally out. There's been a heap of changes. Plenty of big ins, plenty of big outs.
Feels like every Teamless Tuesday just gets crazier and crazier. It's probably the most important 4 p.m. of the week.
Mm.
We'll start off with the it's obviously Magic Round. We'll start off with the first game of the round, and probably my new favourite player, Phoenix Crossland. He kicks things off with the Newcastle Knights taking on the West Tigers. He seems an absolute cracker of a kid. The Knights, they're $1.50, 5.5-point favourites, and the reshuffle that the West Tigers have done. Adam Dewey now moving to the centres. By at in the halves. I'm not sure if that's really the answer to their problems. They're $2.60 in this game. But I want to touch on, before we get to the next games, anytime try scorer for our boy Phoenix. We know we say it every week. Every time a player comes on, they just score for fun. He scored last week. He's $4.50 to score a meat pie in this game. And also the mystery Parramatta player, I won't give away his name, but this might is a little clue. He's $2.70 to score any time, so you might be able to find a little clue for yourself there. That little double's about $12. But I want to touch on a couple of games later in Magic Round. I think these two teams, well, they're airborne at the moment, Parramatta and the Storm, but I think the two outsiders are a big chance in this one. There's a lot of injuries, also suspension at play, obviously Dylan Brown, Nia Cora out for Parramatta, and I think Reid Marnie would have to be in some doubt as well after that heavy concussion. They're 7.5-point favourites against the Warriors. I actually fancy the Warriors in that one. Hasn't been a year for underdogs, but I think we can find a couple this week. And the next, obviously, I'm talking about the Dragons as well. Now, that line has moved from a whopping 21.5 earlier today on the back of that Munster, Harry Grant, and Hectic Cheese. They're all out. It's down to 16.5, that one. Pap, he's only named in reserves as well. So I think that might continue moving the way of Brooksy's boys. If you like them, I'd suggest backing the Dragons nice and early.
Brooksy's already taken the 21.5, haven't you, Brooks?
Guilty.
Too smart.
Yeah, he sent us to get on board, but we didn't. But anyway, listen, you've got... We had a first today, Shawnee, where we had a mystery guest. We've now got another first where we have got people calling up to ask you questions. And I'm pleased to say that Richie from the Central Coast is on the line. G'day, Richie.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey,
Sean thinks this is a G-up, Richie, but I believe you've got a genuine question, haven't you?
No, I do. I have a genuine question.
Far away.
I've just wanted to know, is there able to be a market for when the next scrum feed's going to be a win from the team that's not feeding the ball?
Oh, I love where your head's at, mate. Yeah, I love where your head's at. I'm not sure if... Yeah, now, the NRL, they're sticklers for the rules. I'm not sure that would be in the that would be on the allowed market list, unfortunately. But let me do a little bit of digging, and I'll see what I can come up with. But it's a cracking market, Richie. We might get you on the maybe the marketing team at Sportsbet. We need a few clever brains in there.
Yeah, righto. Do you know when the last time it happened?
Do you know, Richard?
I don't, mate, no. Are you going to a trivia night or something? You need my help?
No. I wouldn't have a bloody clue either, but I just haven't seen it for ages, so I thought I'll go random round 20 maybe or something like that.
Hey, Richie, you and I can have a little pretend bet. What we will see before, we will see a scrum against the feed before we see a 20-40. There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, Richie, if it happens this week, I'll get you a Makita hoodie.
Righto. Hey, Colin Fletch.
Yeah, mate.
Did you see any Instagram message I sent you yesterday about the bruising from Burgess?
Oh, was that you, Richie? No, that's not a bruising. That was a selfie.
What? How's it not?
Well, the definition of a bruising is that you're leveraging off some other event or...
Well, I think...
What was the comment?
No, so he was...
He's leveraging off his goatee.
Yes, correct. So he wanted to show off his rear.
Oh.
So he's saying, goatee's about to go, but he's there flexing.
Oh, okay. My apologies, Richie. You're right. I reckon you're right there. Yeah.
Mate, that's bruising at its best.
Yeah. Richie, I'm Colin. I think you're right, mate. I think you're absolutely right. So, mate, I apologise because I thought it was just a one-man affair, which it was, but he was leveraging off. So what he's saying is, Fletch, that the goatee's barely in picture and it was all about his rig.
It was all about his rig, so that's all about his lats.
Guilty for bruising.
Yeah, because the comment was, it's been fun, goatee, but now it's coming off.
Yep.
He's in the mirror because we know what George does in the mirror. Holy hell.
Yeah.
What the?
We might bring that up tomorrow in the potty, Shawnee, I think, by the way. Anything else you want to talk about?
Are we still on air?
Hey, thanks, Richie.
Thanks, Richie. You take care.
Righto. Shawnee, back to you, mate. So there he is. Guilty. Tommy Burgess, guilty for bruising. What's happening in the Super Rugby?
Yeah, well, you touched on it before. Waratahs, Fletch, they're 500-1, big outsiders to win that Trans-Tasman comp. Good on them for getting this off the ground because it was not looking good for a long time. But you can cut this comp in half, I think. The multi, how's this? The five-leg New Zealand multi this week of all those matches, you're only getting $1.86 for your trouble. So it's saying a lot about where the Australian rugby is at. Some of these lines are big. The Tars, your boys, they're going off 23.5 point outsiders against Phoenix, Crosslands, Wellington, Hurricanes. They'd never heard of Phoenix. That was crazy. Just a man after my own heart, how much he despises rugby union. That's good.
Oh, that was good. That was very, very good. Very good, Shawnee boy. We'll chat soon, eh?
Too easy, boys. I've got some analogues to attend to. Have a good night.